Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Follow the Leader, was written by Katara Patton. No words, just music and moving. During a 24-hour Zumba marathon amid the COVID-19 pandemic, thousands of people from around the globe worked out together and virtually followed instructors from India, China, Mexico, America, South Africa, parts of Europe, and several other places. These diverse individuals were able to move together without any language barriers. Why? Because instructors of the exercise craze Zumba, created in the mid-1990s by a Colombian aerobics instructor, utilize nonverbal cues to communicate. Class instructors move, and students follow their lead. They follow with no words uttered or shouted. Words can sometimes get in the way and create barriers. They may cause confusion, such as the Corinthians experienced, as noted in Paul's first letter to them. It was confusion brought about by differing views of disputable matters pertaining to the eating of particular foods. But our actions can transcend barriers and even confusion. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we should show people how to follow Jesus through our actions, seeking the good of many. We invite the world to believe in him as we follow the example of Christ. As someone once said, preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. As we follow Jesus' lead, may he guide our actions to cue others to the reality of our faith. And may our words and actions be done, all for the glory of God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 through chapter 11, verse 1. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the example of Jesus. Show us how to follow him in our actions and in our words every day. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.